If you have your Bible, we'll turn to us. This is the Ruth chapter number 2. Ruth chapter number 2. We do appreciate the good Lord this morning. Ruth chapter number 2. The Bible says, "And Naomi had a kinsman of her husband's, a mighty man of wealth, of the family of Elimelech, and his name was Boaz. And Ruth the Moabitess said unto Naomi, Let me now go to the field and glean ears of corn after him, in whose sight I shall find grace. And she said unto her, Go, my daughter. And she went and came and gleaned in the field after the reapers. And her hap was to light on the part of the field belonging to Boaz, who was of the kindred of Elimelech. And behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem and said unto the reapers, The Lord be with you. And they answered him, The Lord bless thee. Then said Boaz unto his servant that was set over the reapers, Whose damsel is this? And the servant that was set over the reapers answered and said, It is the Moabitish damsel that came back with Naomi out of the country of Moab. And she said, I pray you let me glean and gather after the reapers among the sheaves. So she came and hath continued even from morning unto now that she tarried a little in the house. Then said Boaz unto Ruth, Hearest thou not, my daughter? Go not in to glean in another field, neither go from hence, but abide here fast by my maidens. Let thine eyes be on the field that they do reap, and go thou after them. Have I not charged the young men that they shall not touch thee? And when thou art thirst, go unto the vessels and drink of that which the young men have drawn. Then she fell on her face and bowed herself to the ground and said unto him, Why have I found grace in thine eyes, that thou shouldest take knowledge of me, seeing I am a stranger? And Boaz answered and said unto her, It hath fully been showed me all that thou hast done unto thy mother-in-law since the death of thy husband, and thou hast how thou hast left thy father and thy mother and the land of thy nativity, and art come unto a people which thou knowest not heretofore. The Lord recompense thy work, and the full reward be given thee of the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust. Then she said, Let me find favor in thy sight, my Lord, for that thou hast comforted me, and for that thou hast spoken friendly unto thine handmaiden, though I be not like unto one of thine handmaidens. And Boaz said unto her, At mealtime come thou hither, and eat of the bread, and dip thy morsel in the vinegar. And she sat beside the reapers, and he reached her parched corn, and she did eat, and was sufficed, and left. And she was risen up to glean. Boaz commanded his young men, saying, Let her glean even among the sheaves, and reproach her not. And let fall also some of the handfuls of purpose for her, and leave them, that she may glean them, and rebuke her not. So she gleaned in the field unto the evening, and beat out that she had gleaned, and it was about an ephah of barley. And she took it up and went into the city, and her mother-in-law saw what she had gleaned, and she brought forth and gave to her that she had reserved after she was sufficed. And her mother-in-law said unto her, Where hast thou gleaned today, and where wroughtest thou? Blessed be he that did take knowledge of thee. And she showed her mother-in-law with whom she had wrought, and said, The man's name with whom I wrought today is Boaz. And Naomi said unto her daughter-in-law, Blessed be he of the Lord, who hath not left off his kindness to the living and to the dead. And Naomi said unto her, The man is near of kin unto us, one of our next kinsmen. And Ruth the Moabite said, He saith unto me also, Thou shalt keep feast unto my young men until they have ended all my harvest. And Naomi said unto Ruth, her daughter-in-law, It is good, my daughter, that thou go out with his maidens, and they meet thee not in any other field. So she kept feast by the maidens of Boaz to glean unto the end of the barley harvest and of wheat harvest, and dwelt with her mother-in-law. I want to preach this morning, if God be my help, for a few minutes on this thought, living on leftovers. Living on leftovers. As we see this play out, and you see it in this young lady, Ruth. Now, Ruth, if you know the background for Ruth, she was a Moabitess. Now, we know that the Moabites and Ammonites, they come from the relationship that Lot had with his daughters after he come out of Sodom and Gomorrah, and they thought they was the only ones left. So they had incestuous relationships, and that's where Moab, the nation of Moab and the Ammonites come from. Amen? Ammon and Moab. So we see this Moabitess Ruth, and we see that we know that her husband had died because Elimelech had brought his wife and his sons down into Moab. And down there, away from Bethlehem, which is the house of bread. And I don't know why you wouldn't stay in the house of bread and you'd want to go to Moab where there's no bread, but that's what they did. I want to say, praise God, God tells us in reasoning that we need to stay with God. And we need to stay close to the Lord, praise God, because He is that one that will supply and meet our need. Amen, praise God. We got to stay close to Him. And when we stray from Him, we need to hurry and get back as quick as we can. And now we'll know that because the Holy Ghost of God chastised your heart. He'll show you where you're at, where you need to be, and He'll bring you back. If you're a child of God, amen. If you're not a child of God, you're lost. You need to be saved. Amen. Praise God. That's just a fact. We need to be saved. We need to be ready to go to heaven when Jesus calls us. We don't know. We don't know the day or the hour. We don't know whether we'll be young or old. But we know that there's a God of heaven who loves us. And He sent His only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die on the cross of Calvary for us so that we could be saved. Amen. He got up victorious over death and the grave so that we could rise up too in victory and a newness of life, praise God, giving God the praise, honor, and glory all the days of our life. That way I can say this morning, it's good to be a child again. Amen. Good to be a child of the Lord, praise God, this morning. So we see this young woman, we see Ruth, and she goes up with Naomi, and Naomi tries to send her back home to her people, and she said, no. He said, I'm not going to go back to my people. She said, I'm going to stay with you. He said, just where I feel led, that's where I feel like I need to be. I'm just going to stay with you. And you know the story in chapter 1? She said, when we get there, said, your people's going to be my people, praise God, and where you're going to live, I'm going to live, and where you die, I'll die. Amen. You know what Ruth had? She had some confidence because she had made a decision, praise God, that she was going to go with God and she wasn't going to go back. Amen. When we decide in our hearts, praise God, that we're going to go with God and we're not going back. You know what's wrong with most fundamental independent Bible believing people today? They don't fundamentally believe the Bible. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying we don't truly believe that God Almighty's promised to take care of us, to love us, and to call us unto Himself one day. So we dilly-dally around in our faith, praise God, but we never truly make a commitment on the law, to the Lord. Amen? So what do you say? I'm saying we're just living on leftovers because we don't get the goodness of God, amen, because of the way He wants to give it to us. Amen? I think we're missing out today, church. Amen. We trust in the Lord. So this young woman, praise God, hey, and she wasn't a stout in the Word of God. She didn't know everything that she needed to know, praise God. She knowed enough that she was going to go with God. Amen. Praise God. She knew enough, praise God, that she said that she knew enough of the Word of God to know that there was a place that God had made for them, that they could go to and they could find substance for themselves because God had provided that. She knew over there in Leviticus, praise God, 19, 9 and 10, praise God, God had told them. He said, when you harvest your crop, said you don't glean the edges and the outside, praise God, you leave that. And Naomi had informed her, praise God, of the things of God, that they was some poor people and they needed a job. Amen. So they didn't have a welfare program back then. Hello? I said they didn't have a, God never designed a welfare program. God designed a workfare program. Amen. Amen. He designed a program, praise God. He said they'd leave some in the edges. And Naomi said, listen, he said, I don't know, but they, I said, we've got a social security program here in Bethlehem. And God Almighty has designed it. And said, Brother Kevin, what we got to do is just go out into the fields. And God provided that we can glean the edges, we can work in the edges and find us some substance. Amen? So praise God, the Bible teaches here that Naomi told her, and Ruth believed. She believed God, and she went out, praise the Lord. She knew that God was concerned for widows and orphans. Amen? Do you know God's concern for widows and orphans? Praise God. Exodus 22:22, praise God, that's what he says. That he's concerned for widows and orphans. And that way, in other words, God ain't going to let nobody fall through the cracks. God's going to take care of them, praise God. He made provision. So Ruth went out, and she went out believing, praise God, and God did not fail. You know what happens when we put our faith in the Lord, when we trust in him and rely on him, praise God, God will not fail. He's always come through. Said, preacher, I don't know it, man. Looks to me like most of us is pretty well fed. Amen. I think most of us got a roof over our head. We got food on our table, praise God, because God has not failed us.
Amen.
Amen. And if he hasn't failed us up to now, I know some of you youngins is pretty young. But amen, praise God, God is still provided for you, and he'll provide for you all your life if you'll trust the Lord. Amen. Call upon him when you have a need. Believing that he loves you, he cares for you, and he's promised to meet your need. To give you that, praise God, that you need. So what we see here in Ruth, we see that she trusted and obeyed God. Amen. She got out. She said, hey, listen, I need to go out here and get us something to eat. I need to go out here and get some substance for our bodies. And praise God. So Naomi said, go ahead. God's made provision for that. Said, you go ahead and do that. So the Bible said that she went out, and God, praise God, he begins to work on our behalf. When we put our faith in him, we work for him. It won't go out void. Nothing that we do for God ever goes out void.
Amen.
Amen. When we work for him, God sees that, he appreciates that, and then he begins to do things for us, praise God, because he loves us that much. So God begins to work on our behalf. Amen. Praise God. That's what he does. And when we remember the word, we remember the... And what if Naomi would have went to Moab and forgot all about God and godliness? When they got ready to leave, she wouldn't have had nothing to have told Ruth. She'd had nothing to build her faith upon. See, what's happening in the world today, I'm afraid for America today, because we've become a nation that's forgot God. And the Bible says, woe to a nation that forgets God.
Amen.
We're heading in the wrong direction. At a breakneck speed. But God Almighty said he'd check us up if we'll just keep his commandments. Follow after his law. The Bible tells us that God Almighty is faithful and just in all that he does. And we can see God begin to move in our hearts and our lives and do the things for us that only he can do. And God makes provisions when we remember to trust him. In Proverbs chapter number 3 and verse 1, the Bible says this. He said, my son, forget not my law. That's pretty plain, isn't it? He said, don't forget it. He told him in Deuteronomy chapter 6, he said, write it on the doorpost, put it between your eyes. He said, keep it in front of your face all the time. The laws of God. Amen. He said, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Now listen to what it says. When we keep God's commandments, when we do what God says. Now, we was talking about in Sunday school. Brother Scott done a wonderful job. Basically, we talked about it in Sunday school, praise God. If we ain't careful, we defer from God's word. We don't keep his commandments. God's got a provision. God's got a way for everything in our lives. For every situation, every circumstance, praise God. And we cannot defer from that. Because God designed it to be that way. And he said it brings length of days. It brings a long life. It brings you peace. Now, who doesn't want long days? Amen. Not me. I want long days. He said, who does not want a long life? And who doesn't want a peaceful life? Amen. We all ought to desire that. He said, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. Amen. That's where true peace comes in. It says, so shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Now that word understand literally means that it means good success. It means that it means the right direction. He said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not into thine own understanding in all thy ways. Now watch this. Acknowledge him and he shall direct thy path. So God will give you direction. He'll give you direction to good success. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Every success I've had been through the hand because of the hand of God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. It's been the hand of God. Amen. Praise God. God's opened our eyes. He's showed us. Praise God. And we try to follow after Him as close as we can. And God blesses us in the following. Amen. It's never wrong to follow God. Amen. Praise God. And it's never right to get away from God. Amen. You'll find disappointing. But we see her, we see Ruth, and she tells Naomi, she says, I'm going to go out here and I'm going to glean the field. She gives her blessings, and she says, go, my daughter. And so Ruth goes out here to glean in these fields, and when she gets out there, she finds a field, and it just happened to be a field of Boaz. Amen. Isn't it amazing how circumstance, how just sometimes stuff, just coincidence that things happen the way they do? I want to say, I don't believe there's no such thing as coincidence. I think God Almighty helps us a lot of times we don't even know it. Amen. He said, and her hap was to light in on a part of the field belonging to Boaz. Amen. Just actually, no, I want to tell you what it was. It was the providential hand of God that was the leading Ruth to this place where she could glean. Amen. The providential hand of God led Ruth to Boaz's field. Amen. The kinsman redeemer. Hey, see, I won't say praise God. If you've been saved today, it wasn't just chance that brought you to Lord Jesus Christ. Your kinsman redeemer, Lord Jesus Christ, He come to where you was, praise God. When we couldn't get to Him, we didn't know that He could help us as much as He could. We didn't know the circumstances, praise God, that was there. But God Almighty, through Jesus Christ our Lord, come to where we was at when we couldn't get to Him. The providential hand of God sent the Holy Ghost of God to your heart, my heart, that day, that night, that evening, praise God, when you bowed and asked Lord Jesus Christ to forgive you your sins and come into your heart, praise God, He was there. That was the providential hand of God moving on you. Now, I know what you're saying. Devil come through here. Whew, I just felt it. And he said, well, it was just a coincidence. Amen. I won't say it was not a coincidence. The Holy Ghost, God came to where you was on purpose that day, that night, that evening, that moment that the Holy Ghost of God showed you saved, that you need to be saved, praise God. And he led Ruth to Boaz's field. Amen. Now Boaz offers that protection and care. Amen. For her. I don't know about you, but I believe it was love at first sight. Amen. Amen? Don't, wouldn't you think so? I believe it was love at first sight. Boaz had seen Ruth, glean, and praise God, and it was love for her. He said, wow. But I believe it was love at first sight, praise God, when Jesus Christ seen me and you. When He seen us, praise God, I know that it was. It was love at first sight. He saw you. He saw me. He saw our need. He saw that we needed help and we needed hope. He saw that we needed somebody just to come alongside us and love on us and help us, praise God. And Jesus raised His hand. Brother Ralph, He volunteered and He said, I'll go do that. Amen. And Jesus Christ, our kid, He come to where we was when we couldn't get to Him. It wasn't an accident that He scooped us up in His arms and loved us up. Amen. Remember when the tears run out of your face because you recognize the love of God? Praise His holy name. So we see Boaz as he comes as this protector of Ruth. Amen. Love at first sight. Praise God. Amen. Before she was ever aware of Him, He knew who she was. He was inquisitive. He began to ask questions about this maiden. Amen. Bible says that he came from Bethlehem, chapter 4, and he said to the reapers, the Lord be with you. Now, it sounds to me like Boaz was a godly man. Amen. God's man. And he said, the Lord be with you. And they answered him, the Lord bless thee. Then said Boaz unto his servant that was set over the reapers, whose damsel is this? Who is this woman? Now, I don't know that he didn't already know who she was. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. But we know that he was asking questions. Amen. Praise God. He was trying to get answers. I believe God's asking questions. He's trying to get answers. He said, and the servant that was sent over the reapers answered, said, it is the Moabitish damsel that came back with Naomi out of the country of Moab. He said, it's that foreign woman. That woman that was down in Moab that come back with Naomi. When you come back, you know, Elimelech died and her sons died. Praise God. But that little Moabitish woman that was the son's wife, she came back with Naomi. That's who it is. Amen. Moabites was a wicked people, an ungodly people. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I want to say that's the kind of people, listen to me, that's the kind of people that Jesus came to seek and to save. Praise God. He wants to know about you. He wants to know where you at, how you stand. Praise God. How you believe. And God Almighty will touch your heart. Praise God. Direct you in a path of righteousness for His name's sake. Praise the Lord. God don't want us living on leftovers. He wants us to get the good gleanings of God. Praise His holy name. And he goes on, verse 7, she said, I pray thee, let me glean and gather after the reapers among the sheaves. So she came and said, as she continued even from the morning unto now. He said, Boaz, she said, not only was she faithful to Naomi, her mother-in-law, but she's been faithful to her gleaning. Amen. The work, that the job that she's got to do, praise the Lord, as she sat in the field from the time she got here, praise God, till just now, she stayed with the stuff, continued in the task. Amen. Scott was talking in Sunday school about running that race. Amen. You can't win if you don't stay in it. If you fall out, praise God, you'll never cross the finish line. But said she stayed with the stuff. She stayed with the task, praise God. And man, before she was ever known, before she was ever discovered, praise God, she was at work. Amen. Before she ever realized, praise God, he ever realized who she was. Amen. She was already at task. Praise God, doing what God would have her to do. And she confesses and tells him, amen. She said, he tells her, he said, listen, hearest thou not, my daughter? Said, go not and glean any other field, neither go from hence, but abide here fast by my maidens, and that thine eyes be on the field that they do reap. And go thou after them. Have I not charged young men that they shall not touch thee? And when thou art thirsty, and I like his part, when thou art thirsty, go unto the vessel and drink of that which the young men have drawn. Amen. Praise God. He said, I want you to stay in the field. Ruth, just go ahead and stay in the field. Just keep a working, keep a gleaning, keep a doing that. Praise God. That'll bring joy to your heart. That'll bring satisfaction in your soul. And praise God, when you get out there and you get tired and you get thirsty, praise God. Hey, listen, said, we've got a drink of water. Praise the Lord. That wonderful, graceful, that wonderful water, praise God of the Lord. He said, if you get thirsty, she said, come to the vessels. Come to the vessels, it's already been drawn. I just pull you a cup of that nice cold water. Praise God from the Lord, from that kinsman redeemer, and just drink till you're full. Amen. Amen. I'm glad God makes a provision, don't you? When you're laboring in the fields, in the harvest, praise God, God makes provision. So before she discovered, praise the Lord, who he was, he already knew who she was. He had been asking questions, praise God. She said, hey, listen, verse 10, she said, hey, she's just a stranger. He said, then she fell on her face and bowed herself to the ground and said to him, why have I found grace in thine eyes? I have to ask that self myself a lot of times. I said, Lord, why have I found grace in your eyes? I'm the least of your least, Lord. Praise God. I'm insufficient in everything. But praise, why have I found grace in your eyes? You know what he said? Because I love you. Because I've chose you. So why have I found grace in thy eyes? And why shouldest thou take knowledge of me, seeing I am a stranger? Amen. Why would God take knowledge of us? Because before she ever realized who he was, he'd already recognized her. She said, well, I'm just a stranger. And Boaz answered and said unto her, it hath fully been showed me all that thou hast done and thy mother-in-law since the death of thine husband, and how thou hast left thy father and thy mother in thy land of thy neck. He said, you've left everything. He said, it's been full. You know there's nothing about us that the Lord don't know about? Hello? You say, well, preacher, I got some secrets that nobody knows about. Let me tell you what, the Lord knows about it. Sunday school a few weeks ago, these young ones was in there, and he said, the Lord sees you even when you're under a table. Amen. Even when you don't know where you're at, praise God, the Lord knows where you're at. He's never lost track of you. Amen. Before we even know where we're at, He knows where you're at. Praise His holy name. He said, you left the land of thy nativity and art coming to a people that thou knewest not hitherto or hitherfore. He said, boy, you come to a place you've never been before. Praise God, you stepped out on faith. You just done that you thought was right. Praise God. And God will get glory out of it, and here you are. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, hey, before she ever discovered who He was, He already knew all about her. Before you ever realize, praise God, that you need to be saved, Jesus Christ already knew all about you. He knew where you was at. He knew, praise God, where what you were doing. He knew how you were living. Amen. Ain't you glad since you got saved you don't live like that no more? Hello?
Amen.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I'll get to thinking you ain't changed none. Amen. Praise God. After you get saved, you'll change. There'll be a change in you, praise God. You go from being that old sinful man to being a man who tries to live like a Christ-like life. Call yourself a Christian. We ought to be Christ-like.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Don't want to let him down, Lord God. So Ruth becomes praise God, she's not living on leftovers, praise God. She's living because of that God supplies. Amen. No living on leftovers for a child of God. It praise the Lord. Hey, she became a friend of the Lord of the harvest. Amen. When we become a friend of the Lord of the harvest, praise God, you don't have to worry about going hungry. God will take care of us. Praise the Lord. Boaz, God says in verse number 12, He said, the Lord recompense thy work, and a full reward be given thee of the Lord of Israel. Do you notice Boaz don't take credit for it? He said, I've got a plenty, and I'm going to give enough to take care of you. And Naomi said, he don't do that. Boaz said, praise God, you know what he's saying? He said, my heavenly Father. Ain't that what Jesus would say? My heavenly Father owns it all, praise God, and He will not withhold it from you. Seek first the kingdom of God, and all, praise God, in His righteousness, all these things shall be added unto you. Food, clothing, raiment, praise God, whatever you need, God said, I will supply it. God said, I will make it happen. He said, I've got a storehouse, praise God, that's never run out. Amen. God's not lacking in anything. But He said, praise the Lord. He said, under whose wings thou art come to trust. He said, just let me tell you where you've come to. He said, you've come under the banner of an almighty God, under the wings of an almighty God, and you've learned to trust Him, praise God, and He will not let you down. Praise the Lord. So He'll make things happen that you never imagined. She'd come and under the wings of the Lord of the harvest. Verse 13, she said, let me find favor in thy sight, O Lord, my Lord, for that thou hast comforted me. And for that thou hast spoken friendly unto thine handmaiden, though I be not like unto one of thine handmaidens. Now listen to what she says here. So Ruth is looking at herself, and she sees herself way down here. Amen. She sees herself not only as a stranger, but she sees herself as smaller and less than the others around her. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. She sees herself, in verse 13, she sees herself as inferior, maybe, to those other maidens in the field. They didn't look like her. Maybe they didn't gleam like her. But she's new at this, but she said, hey, listen, said I'm not like these that's out here. But praise God, the Lord of the harvest looks upon her. He said, it don't matter. He said, I'm glad we're not all just alike. Ain't you glad that we're not all just alike? If we was, we'd be robots. Amen? But God didn't make us robots. He made us individuals, praise God, and made us for three more agents to worship God and praise God because we want to. Amen? We don't, and not because we have to. We get to worship God because we want to. So we see her, praise God, as God begins, she begins to receive the blessings, praise God, of the Lord of the harvest, praise God. She begins to recognize her smallness and His bigness. She recognizes, praise God, the power of God, and she recognizes the generous gifts that He has to give. Amen. Look what He says in verse 14. And Boaz said to her, after mealtime, come thou hither and eat with the, of the bread, and dip thy morsel in the vinegar. And she sat beside the reapers, and he reached her a parched, corn, and she did eat and was sufficed and left. Amen. Praise God. Hey, she was sitting at the Lord of the Harvest's table, and the Lord of the Harvest, praise God, was taking and hand feeding her. Amen. Let me tell you what happened tonight. Youngins, if we'll trust the Lord, He'll pull us up to the table. He's got a spot for us. He'll let us pull up to the table, and He'll hand feed us, praise God, of the goodness of God, if we'll just trust Him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Realize that we're not nothing, but praise God, He's everything. Amen. We're small, but praise God, He's big. Bless His holy name. We don't have nothing, but He's generous in His giving. I've never been able to outgive God. I've tried. Amen. Not bragging on me. I've given away a whole lot of stuff. Praise God. But God's always give back bigger. Amen. Can't outgive Him because He's God and I'm not. He owns it all, praise God. He was hand feeding her. I wonder how many times God just hand feeds us. You say, preacher, I don't know about all that. What about when we get up here and we get the praise and worship and God? And God Almighty just comes through with a handful on purpose for me and you. He's hand feeding us. Amen. Giving us from the hand of God. Praise His holy name. And Boaz says this in verse 15. He said, when she was risen up to glean, Boaz commanded his young men, saying, let her glean even among the sheaves and reproach her not. I like this verse right here, verse 16. This is God. This is our God. He said, and let fall some, also some of the handfuls of purpose for her, and leave them that she may glean them and rebuke her not. Amen. He said, praise God. He said, let some handfuls of purpose. Praise God. Handfuls of purpose for a children of God. Handfuls of purpose for the ones that love God. Handfuls of purpose, praise God, that God gives to us on purpose. Amen. Because He loves us and He's came to take us, praise God. We don't have to live on leftovers, praise God. We can live on those first fruits of God. The goodness, the good things He has to give us. He said, just let some handfuls of purpose and leave them and let her receive them. Amen. Sometimes I believe God just comes along and Brother Kevin, He gives us handfuls of purpose. And then He just pulls back to watch what we'll do with it. Amen. I'm afraid sometimes we're not even thankful. We run in and scarf up all God has to give us, and we'll run back with our pockets full and our cheeks full and like a chipmunk. And never stop to thank God, give Him praise, because it was His provision. It was God, it was His handfuls of purpose that He gave us. And we don't think. I was thinking over Thanksgiving. But just how truly blessed we are.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You go out and you do things, you work hard, praise God, and God blesses you. And He gives you overabundant everything, praise God, more than we need. And boy, what a God we serve. We need to stop and take time to thank Him, praise Him for it. Praise God. But the Bible said that she had gleaned in the field until the evening, and beat out that she had gleaned. And it was about an ephah of barley, a bushel and 3 pints. Amen. That's a pretty big bunch of grain. That would feed them for a while. Amen. God does things in a big way. Praise the Lord. Amen. But and she goes back to her mother-in-law, and you know the rest of the story. And she tells her about the things that's happened, what's transpired. And she said, don't worry, paraphrasing. She said, don't worry in the world. Did you glean that today? She said, I found a field, and the fellow's name was Boaz. And Naomi said, whoa, he's a near kinsman to us. I mean, why would he bless us so? Because he's a near kinsman. See, the Bible tells us, praise God, that Naomi come back, and she come back bitter. She said, don't call me Naomi, which means pleasant. She said, call me Myra, which means bitterness or bitter. She said, I went out full. If we get away from God, The old devil come along and take everything we got. Amen. Amen. Including her life. She said, I went out full. And I come back empty. Listen, if we go, hey, pray God, you can be plumb full of God and you think you're good enough, but we've got to be like Ruth. We've got to realize that, you know, we're not nothing, but He is God. We need to put all our faith and trust Him. We need to stay with God throughout this whole journey. We need to plan on finishing with God. Amen. They left from the house of bread. Amen. Because there's a famine in the land. But at least it was the house of bread where God would provide for His people. But if we ain't careful, we'll turn our backs on that and we'll run out into the world trying to rouse up something for ourselves. And all we'll find is misery and disappointment. Amen. She said, just call me Myra because I'm bitter because what God did. But let me tell you something. It wasn't God that did it. Sometimes we'll blame God. We'll pack it off on God. But it's me and you, praise God, that turn our back on Him. He's never turned His back on us. Amen. We just need to stay with the Lord. Amen. We start getting alienated from Him, praise God. We just need to refocus and reform, praise God. Repent and return to God. Praise the Lord. Get tired of living on leftovers and come get that good gleanings of God, that good fresh stuff from above. Amen. It wasn't the bitterness, praise God, that blessed them. Amen. But it was faithfulness, the faithfulness of this young maiden that changed the picture. Amen. You can see this picture played out. But it was the faithfulness of Ruth, amen, to Naomi and to Naomi's God that changed the whole prospect of the thing. That brought him from living on leftovers to living, praise God, on those first fruits of the land. Through that kinsman redeemer, praise God. Naomi said, verse 20 said, the man is near of kin unto us. He is one of our near kinsmen. I want you to notice this. I noticed this last night. How about had me a spell? Naomi tells Ruth, he's one of our near kinsmen. See, what happened is Ruth had proved herself through faithfulness, not only to Naomi, but the faithfulness to God. And God had blessed her. Naomi's come full circle. Praise God. She said, I went out full and I come back empty. She said, I went out as a pleasant person. I come out bitter, but praise be to God, my heart's a-changing now. She said, I'm seeing the mighty hand of God. Amen. She said, Ruth, I don't think we'll have to eat leftovers no more. That we can scrounge up and try to find, but praise God, I believe God's going to provide for me and you. He's already made provisions. Amen. And said Ruth the Moabite, he said unto me also, thou shalt keep fast by my young men until they have ended all my harvest. Amen. Ain't that what the Lord Jesus is saying to us today? He said, just stay fast, close to God until He's finished all of His harvest. And He said, then I'm going to reap the harvest. Amen. I'm going to gather it into my garner, into my barns, into my silos. Praise God for my glory. And Naomi said unto Ruth, verse 22, her daughter-in-law, it is good, my daughter, that thou go out with his maidens, that they meet thee not in any other field. Man, why would you want to go in any other place when you got God's place where God feeds you and God provides for you and God gives you care and God gives you, as Ruth told Boaz, that you've comforted me, you gave me comfort. Amen. I want to say there's comfort in the Lord this morning. Amen. When you can't find it anywhere else, you can find it in the Lord. And she said, so she kept feast by the maidens of Boaz to glean unto the end of barley harvest and of wheat harvest and dwelt with her mother-in-law. Amen. But Ruth kept her part of the bargain. She stayed with God. She stayed in the field. Amen. She stayed in the field where God put her, where God drawed her, where His providence brought her. She stayed in that field, praise God. She kept working for the Lord. And the God just kept blessing her and blessing her. So the bitterness was displaced with a fresh faithfulness of God, trusting in Lord Jesus Christ. No more living on leftovers, but living on the manna of God through that kinsman redeemer. Praise God, that gives us the help and the hope. Praise Lord, it's literally out of this world. We can put our trust in Him because of our kinsman redeemer, Lord Jesus Christ, who came and redeemed us to Himself. Amen. To provide for us, to help us. And our kinsman redeemer is no less than Boaz, but far greater. We have a kinsman redeemer who owns it all. Praise God. I'm glad for that day, ain't you? I'm glad we don't live on leftovers because God gives us fresh every day the newness of His grace and His mercy. Praise His holy name.